Attention in the pits, attention in the pits. We are back with another episode of the Backup Girls official podcast. As always, I'm joined with my lovely co-host, Bonnie.
Hi, guys.
And this weekend is another different episode. We didn't have any backlog of episodes recorded due to Mother Nature working against us in every way that she can for the last 2 months.
Oh, my gosh.
So this is going to be another just me and Bonnie episode. And what we're going to do is we're kind of going to go over the Bug of Chaos deal that we have talked about here and there, and then talk a little bit about our junior bug contest that we're going to do.
Super, super excited about that. First, though, let's give our shout-outs. Oops.
To our amazing sponsors that we have on board with us this year.
It's going to be Double D Medspall, Kingdom Media Company, Car Chicks, R40 Trucking, Outlaw Truck and Trailer.
Yeah. You did good this time. We didn't stutter.
Golly, it's that Kingdom. Gets me every single time.
Because it end Kingdom Media, you know, ends with the M and starts with an M. It gets me sometimes too. I'm not gonna
Say
lie.
It five times real fast.
Thanks.
Yeah, so we just kinda wanna obviously to keep the episodes going. We will be back next week with some bugs because we get to race this weekend. So freaking excited about that. I'm exhausted, but I'm excited. As you can tell, my voice is going out. We had a basketball weekend. So
me and you both have had very busy, busy weekends. And then we're going to have a short work week, at least I will, leaving at the butt crack of dawn Thursday morning to go to Cordova, which is our longest haul of the year. So I'm not necessarily looking forward to that part, but looking forward to everything else that comes with it.
Everything else that comes with it. Yeah, you and I both unpacked to back.
Unpacked my bag, started my laundry, and now I'm repacking my bag. So,
yay.
Super awesome. So much fun.
But at least it's stuff we enjoy doing.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's get this started. This one's going to be kind of short, sweet, and to the point. We say that every time, but yet an hour in, we're like, all right, thanks for listening. Okay.
It just keeps going.
Yeah, but it's fun. And I feel like we're having positive feedback, so you're welcome.
I haven't heard anything other than positive, and if you don't have anything nice to say, then don't say it at all. So,
That's right.
Problem solved.
Your mama taught you right.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so jumping in, I'll go first. I'll talk about, God, you guys are going to have to bear with my purity voice. But don't worry, that baby girl brought that gold home, so it was all worth losing the voiceover. The Junior Bug Contest. Okay, so we've talked about it. We've made some announcements or like little teasers about it and a reel and things like that. But when Emily and I first started talking about the bug contest and theming them and things like that, we started in and out with a huge bang. And so we thought, why not end with a big bang? So what better than to do it at, I know it's ours. It's you guys' one of our favoriteest tracks. The crowd is insane every year there. So, and I guess you could say, I mean, last year we were supposed to end at Mocan, but it ended at Baton Rouge because of Mother Nature. So as of now, we're still on track to end at Mocan. So we are going to do a junior bug contest. The trophies are in. We have not started the Raising the Money Foundation, but I feel like now that we're like kind of going in depth of talking about it, we could start that, the bidding. So Emily and I with Ennis raised $2,200, which is the largest payout of a bug contest in history.
It's still so crazy to me to think about that we had. I mean, when I started out, I was like, okay, cool. If we can get like $500.
Right.
And we can do like $300 for first place and a $200 runner-up. Like, that would have been awesome for me. I was perfectly content. And then you would text me, hey, we have another $100. Hey, we have another $200. And it just kept going.
And then I mean, I feel like it just needs to be on repeat, but we beat Jaggers, $1,800. So,
sorry, not sorry, Jagger.
Exactly.
Love y'all though.
I'm very competitive. So is Emily. So is Jagger. So it made it fun. So he was, I mean, he's one of the ones that threw in the pot, and he was one of our biggest supporters of it too. So
he was the first one that donated money to us as well.
Right. So it was just, I mean, it was a good time. So we ended with $2,200. We got to pay out five ladies and gentlemen. So obviously, Mr. Justin, number one.
What? The coolest trophies, in my opinion.
Yes.
I think they looked really good.
They're super, super awesome. So that's another thing. So not only did we get to pay out five winners, a nice chunk, by the way, we got the trophies sponsored as well. So Iron Cross Artwork Designs out of Oklahoma we sponsored first through third, and then R40 Trucking out of Kansas, with Big John is what we call him, did fourth and fifth. So this go around, Iron Cross is sponsoring first through third for the junior bugs, and then if we have a fourth and fifth, like I said, we already have the trophies. R40 Trucking has sponsored that as well. I have no doubt in my mind that we will have more than five juniors show up. So a little bit about that. We
have several off the top of my head right now that are going to be there. And I know once it gets closer that we're going to get more and more people that want to participate in it, because we're going to be pushing it more and more. So.
Oh, absolutely. We're going to push. I think, like, obviously after this one airs tomorrow, we will start pushing it. And I just feel like we need to be like in the highest bidder. We'll start the bidding at.
We need to go at this Storage Wars style and just start hollering out.
Just doing it. I want to emphasize as well that we did say this with the NS1, but it was any and all bugs. So obviously ladies and gentlemen, but also like Funny Car, Nitro, Gassers, like if you are a junior bug for any type of car, please come and participate.
By junior bug, I mean, obviously, we have a lot of, you know, Bonnie's daughter is 8 and she does this, and we've got a lot of other kids that do it, and we just don't want the adults to do it.
No. So we are open arms welcoming any and all junior bugs. So no matter what car you run or backup, I should say, or you're a part of or anything like that, any and all bugs are welcome. So we will push that, like I said, probably starting this week, if not next week, and then see if we can't beat that $2,200 payout that we did in Ennis. So try to end it bigger. And two, like, I know we've had some questions come in on our Backup Girls official Facebook and Instagram. I mean, that's our name across all the platforms. But if any and all are welcome, and they are, and it's kind of like we did the bigs, like the whole bug thing is like matching your car and things like that. That's how Pamela and I are. That's not the rule. We're not saying that's the rule, I should say. But that's kind of what it's about from generation to generation. So get your littles, get their best dancing shoes and outfits on, and we'll do that. We need to work out that detail if we're going to do it like we did in Ennis or like we've done for Q3.
I don't know. It's really going to depend. I'm not 100% sure on Mocan if they have a like Bluetooth microphone that we can have down on the starting line, and if they do, then we'll do it just like Ennis. If not, we might just have to do like a little beauty pageant deal before we run in qualifying and just have everybody line up together.
Yes. So oh boy, this is live, folks. What is that? Oh, you put a worm in that. Okay, thank you. I thought he had a snake in a jar, you guys.
Does Lane have a snake?
No, he has a worm in a jar. Okay, thank you. Just say hello real fast.
I got a worm in a jar.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Got a worm in a jar, folks. You heard it here
You heard
first.
it here first. I thought it was a snake. It's about to burn down my house. I don't do snakes. Bonnie does not do snakes.
I used to have a pet snake, so.
What is wrong with you? Oh my God, my heart hurts right now. Hold on. After these messages, we'll be right back.
Yeah, please hold.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so anyways, all littles are welcome. This is just for the juniors. We're not gonna do a theme for the big girls, like we have been. We just want to start like incorporate them. We try to incorporate them at all any and all the races that we do anyways. We just want them to be able to have their own spotlight, their own time, get the crowd going with them. Some of them get them out of their shell, show them, what it's like, and just get them involved. So, I know a few people that I have talked to, and you and I at the same time have talked to, they're so excited about the juniors getting their opportunity to do this. So, I'm gonna say, I don't know if I am more excited. I think I'm more excited to see what these littles bring to the table when it comes to more
I'm just
can.
excited because I know, me being able, me as someone who's grown up at the track, it's definitely, I mean, all little kids want the attention on them all the time, but there comes a time and a place. And most of these kids know, racetrack is time for daddy to do his thing or mommy to have her spotlight, So it's kind of cool to be able to turn it around a little bit and switch it up and let these kids have their, like we said, we're having like a little beauty pageant. Like it's just fun. I think it's fun. I'm
Pamela
excited.
is really excited about it. Of course, she's seen the trophies and stuff, and so she's super, super excited about it. I think she's also super excited about it though, is she loves the dressing up part and things like that, but also to get like all the littles involved. And
Yeah, it's just
like,
it's not something that we ever get to do, and it's fun.
yeah, it's not exactly, it's not something that we ever get to do or emphasize on or bring like big spotlight. I mean, I know like Piper dresses up with Lolly and then Pamela dresses up with me and then Amy's had Sally dress up a couple times with her. So it's just it's all about the littles in Mocan. So we will not be theming Q3. We'll get the details of when it will go down. Obviously, we will keep everybody updated on that, but it's just going to be about the littles. So we'll start the bidding. I don't, this week, next week. I mean, it's not
I
until
should
Labor Day weekend, but
probably start jumping into it a little bit more heavily once we get back from Cordova.
yeah, we'll have a long stretch until Albuquerque. So
Which, speaking of, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but I myself will not be in Albuquerque.
Blah.
I'm so sad about it. I have a different event that I committed to working. Literally a full year ago at the last event, I told them I would work it again. So I will be in El Reno, Oklahoma at the Outlaw Drag Boat Race and not at Albuquerque. So,
Boring. Boo.
no.
Over
So
it.
sorry. So sorry, folks. But,
Gotta handle this one by myself. And that's a long
oh, no.
haul, and
I
it's
can
hot.
just like how Ken was teletoning, I can telepodcast with
Yes.
you. Just call, just buzz me in.
I will buzz you in for sure. Yeah, so we'll have a long stretch between Albuquerque and Mocan. So,
We
or
have a whole month.
after, yes, but after Cordova to Albuquerque and then Albuquerque to Mocan. But you guys will see it. We will push it. We will push until the weekend of. And again, I think another thing, if you are listening to this and you want to donate to the juniors, Emily and I have got every way to get money to us, the Venmo, the Cash App, PayPal, whatever.
I mean, if you want to send a pigeon with a roll of money tied to its foot,
Exactly.
we'll figure it
We
out for
will
you.
figure it out. Obviously, cash is king, but cash in my bank account's king too. So, we will figure out
Back
how to get
to
that
the
there.
kids,
So,
Bonnie.
I know.
This is
No,
about the kids.
I'm just saying, like, I said cash is king, and it's like, well, obviously, if I send it to your account, My brain is going 90 to nothing right now.
We're going a little nutty right now.
I'm telling you. But anyways, yeah, I just wanted to, like, I feel like this was a great opportunity for, well, Emily and I thought this was a great opportunity to come on here and kind of talk about some details coming up in the future, considering we needed a filler anyways. And then why not, let's talk about the juniors and what's going on there. So that is happening Labor Day weekend. And obviously if you are around the MOCAN area, Labor Day weekend, come on out. It's one of the best turnouts the Chaos has, and it's
even
so
we,
much fun.
The weekend of, well, we were supposed to be in Eddyville, but
right, you
because
guys went,
rain,
yeah.
We went up there for a grudge race. It was Alex ran Mike Buchanan Friday night, and then he ran Jordan Ballou Saturday night. And I tell you what, there was so many people walking around that are locals that they come to the track every weekend, because even when funny cars aren't there, big show cars aren't there, they're still racing there every weekend, and they have packed stands. And we had so many people coming by our pit just awestruck at the funny car because they've never seen anything like this before. And talking about how, you know, Labor Day weekend, we have our big final race coming up, and it's probably going to be one of, if not the biggest shows of the year. And there's so much excitement just buzzing around there for Chaos to come back.
They advertise like crazy and they run that track well. And it's,
yeah, Carl and his whole team
are
just amazing, and they're such good people.
And I want to add, Pamela won that last year, so we will be returning for that as well. As in like the juniors, for those that don't know. But it's also our last race of the season. So, points.
It's crazy, like, to think about the fact that the season is already halfway over.
Oh, I know. I know.
Like, can't wrap my head around it right now, to be honest.
Well, that, yeah. Same. Thank you, Mother Nature.
The fact that his season is halfway over, and boat race season, literally, we just had our first race this past weekend.
Well, yeah. My household.
They both end at the same time of the year. I don't know. It's, this summer is going to be really hectic for me.
Chaos, and that's how we like it. Okay, so there's that. So after Cordova, be looking for the flyers, the announcements, or the, you know, whatever, reels, things like that. All the things for the juniors, because we love the juniors. We want them involved. This is one way we feel to get the children involved, along with all the other things that the Chaos does for the kids. So,
we got to get this next generation not only involved, but stay involved.
Stay involved. Absolutely. Okay. Next on the agenda, I'm going to take a drink of water. So if you would take this one, please. My puberty voice is like.
So we've talked about this before a couple of times. Bonnie's little brainchild that she has. We've talked about it a little bit more in figures. Since she's talked about it mostly before, I would step in a little bit and talk about it. So the bug of chaos that we, this little brainchild that we have created, we're wanting to highlight one person in particular, one of the bugs, male, female, grandma, mom, daughter, son, whoever it may be, that just really represents what it means to be a chaos bug. And if you've been listening so far, you know that it's a family. From the bugs themselves to the racers to
T-shirt sellers.
Sisters, cousins, aunts, brothers, nephews, dogs, dog walker, whatever. Whoever it is that comes out to these races with these crews, it is all one giant family. And it can be a little intimidating coming to the racetrack, especially a chaos event. You know, there's a lot of moving parts and a lot of people running around and doing all kinds of things that it can be kind of overwhelming for someone who's never done it before. So we thought it would be a good idea to kind of have like one spokesperson that can be kind of like the face of the bugs, because it gets talked about a lot, but people don't always know who to talk to about it or what it's about. So we wanted to kind of have someone that represents bugs as a whole and knows about the chaos and knows what it's like to be involved and just in general have a spokesperson that represents Bugs that can kind of be like our cover girl or cover boy, cover guide, excuse me, is the word that we're using. Cover guide for all of the things that we do. And whenever we do our autograph sessions, they'll be at the front of the line, which we are also hoping to get those autograph sessions to be a regular thing again. And another thing we want to do is start having the Bugs having hero cards of their own. They don't even have to be like big, 8.5 by 11 cards like the drivers have, but just something for fans to come by and get autographed. Because I don't know about you, Bonnie, but I get asked to sign Alex's hero cards all the time.
Yes,
And
I do. My
yeah.
face is on the back of Shane's. Thank you, Jagger.
My face is not on Alex's.
That's even better.
My face is not on his, but I still get asked to sign it all the time. So it, I think personally it would be cool to have like little baseball cards of all the bugs that you collect, when you come around the pits and get them all autographed and do all that kind of stuff. So we're working on some details on that and figuring out what it might take to do something along those lines. But we've got some really exciting stuff coming, and I'm super excited to see who everybody thinks who represents what it's like to be a bug.
Do you want to fill them in on like, God, see my voice. The details of like how we are going to
Yeah,
figure it
duh.
out, nominate, vote, like I don't, what's the right wording right now? I'm just like paranoid, a
Yeah.
snake's about to come in my house
Oh my
as well.
gosh.
I'm gonna open up my window to watch. But yeah, give them the details of how we're gonna do that as well.
Yeah, so at the last race of the year, Mocan, Bonnie and her daughter Pamela are going to be walking around the pits. They're going to go pit to pit. And the deal is they're going to have to choose somebody that is a bug, that is not your own bug, that you think represents what it's like, what it means to be a bug, and that you think they would be a good, kind of spokesperson for all of the bugs of the chaos. And we're going to do like a little video recording interview deal where the person says, their name, the car that they drive, and they think so and so should be the bug of chaos. And then we're going to, well, I say we, Bunny is going to go through all the videos and kind of tally it up and see who has the most votes, and then going to compile it all into one big video. And then I believe we are going to announce it at the banquet, the Funny Car Chaos Nitro Chaos Banquet, who is our Bug of Chaos for the 2025 season. So
I'm excited
that
about that.
way,
That would be fun.
because we've been trying to figure out the way in which we can do this to where it's not going to turn into a, popularity contest of whoever has the most followers or whatever on Facebook campaigning for it. We want everybody's honest and authentic answers for this and who they think would be the best to represent it. And we don't want, not that there's anything wrong with, spectators giving their opinion, but the people that truly know the bugs are the people that are at the track with them. So that's why we're going to be going around asking all of the drivers who they think should be the bug of chaos.
Yeah, and I think that's a good start to something else, like for future things as well.
I think it's a fair way for everybody to get their say and everyone to get a shot. And if
And like you
someone doesn't
said,
agree
like
with it, then they can take it up with the drivers themselves because it's not us, we're just the messengers.
boom. Like when I first thought about this, like my brain, of course, went crazy, but it was like the whole
Your brain was
representing.
going a million miles
Oh
a
yeah,
minute
I
for
was
like
blowing the
4 days
phone.
straight while I was at work. My phone would just, like, at random points of the day, it'd be like 6:30 in the morning. I just clocked into work and Bonnie would be blowing up my phone.
Yes. If you know me, I sleep with my phone on silent, but once I'm awake, it's game on. I don't know when it like I first thought of this, it was just like the face of the bugs for chaos for that year and the like representation, and I feel the bugs are growing, they're getting more spotlight. I mean, as you know, he's coming in. Okay, Okay.
I put dirt in there.
Okay, great.
Does the worm have dirt now?
Yeah, it doesn't. It's like, I pray to God that's a worm. Okay, but just we're getting more spotlight. We're getting more recognition, and in all the positive ways, our girls are, I know of, like in our like positive ways, and just like I don't just make it fun. And obviously, we've had so much on our plates that I mean, we've put on for like this whole backup thing in the podcast and the spotlights and the this and the that, but I feel like it's all been positive feedback and things like that. So it was like, why not just take it another step? And so, I
Me
mean,
and you personally have had so much fun doing this.
oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I have had so much fun and like accountability and just helping grow. Like,
And obviously, any added responsibility is going to add a little bit more. I don't want to say stress, but it's going to add, it's more responsibility for us to do. And I know you've got two kids that you're chasing around, and I've got a lot of stuff that I, having my job that I work 50 plus hours and then getting ready for the race. And we both live very busy lives. So taking this on was definitely, I definitely had to think about it for a little while. I was like, I don't know if I can handle this on top of, my real life, not just my fun life. But I think it's been so, not necessarily rewarding, but it's just been so, like,
well, it's
I don't know the word I'm
fun, and
thinking
it's
of.
like, I don't.
It's just like, it's awesome to see the joy that people get out of not only participating in, but like the people watching this. Like the spectators have fun seeing this. I know, especially in Baton Rouge, everybody loved the Mardi Gras outfits.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
As far as I know,
And
Denim and Diamonds was a hit in Ennis too.
Odessa.
Oh yeah, Odessa, excuse me.
No, you're good. And then we're gonna keep it going though with Patriotic on Q2 in Cordova. So I mean, I think even like the bugs are, I know the bugs are having fun with it too, because it's like we make these announcements, and on some of them we don't like have very much feedback, and then you show up to the track and like Q3 is like bam, not one person's not dressed for the theme. So yeah, and it's like the whole reason is like getting to know these ladies and more spotlight and things like that. So why not just, make one of them, for the year. So for like 2025 race season, there'll be one, and then let's put the responsibility on them. No, I'm just kidding. But last season, that's what I was gonna say. Last season we
We're not
had
saying
the
y'all have to, you don't have to run the page. You
no
don't
no
have
no
to
no
have
no
a whole
no.
like separate page for this. Like it's just,
Show
we
up
are
for the autograph
highlighting
sessions.
you.
Yes. You get a whole year. Show up for the autograph sessions. That's what I was going to say. Last season, we did quite a few autograph sessions. And I know before the season even started, Heath, the cook, reached out to me and was like, hey, are you guys going to do it again? If so, I would love to host it at my tent. Obviously, unfortunately, for some of their medical reasons, they're not going to be able to be at all the races this season. We'll see how next season goes for them. Obviously, always keep them in your prayers for that reason as well, for the medical things. But we'll get those ramped back up. And then, like, you're the queen. You're the queen bee of it, or the king, whichever, the
And
teams.
I think personally, I'll have Monty, you can give me your opinion on this too. If the person does not already have hero cards, I would love for the Backup Girls official team to, sponsor them to get their hero card so they have something. It's not just like, oh, here's a sash and a crown, you're on your own. Like, we're gonna help you get your hero cards together and have something that you can show off.
Yes, on board for that as well.
So,
Just get you your own little get up. So big things happening in Mocan. So we
I'm so
will,
excited.
I am too. We've got
Year, I mean the this year already, weather aside, has been so much fun, and I've gotten to know so many people that, come up and introduce themselves to me saying, hey, I love what you guys are doing with the page. And then I just get to sit and talk with them and hear all these people's stories. And listen to where how far these people have traveled from just so they can come to the chaos because they've heard about it, you know, through the grapevine and they drove. Gosh, I mean, we've had people, like we said before, come from across the entire Atlantic Ocean
The old
to come and
pond.
watch this. So.
I never thought, Shane and I were actually talking about that the other night. I never thought, because again, you guys have heard, my story, that I would be doing anything remotely like this. And it's funny, we went to Rachel Meyer's wedding a couple of years ago, 2, 3 years ago. They've been married now. She's fixing to have a little baby girl. But
She is okay. Side note, we saw her in Mocan,
oh, she was there.
and she is like, she looked like she would have popped at any minute out there. And I give her props for sticking it out because she was chasing around her son while heavily pregnant, while her husband was racing and her sister was racing, and she was backing up
Oh, I'm not
Megan
surprised. I'm not
in
surprised
the
at
A
all.
fuel car, and like,
Was she working on it too?
she wasn't working on it because she was chasing around the kids.
Ah,
But
that's funny. Yeah, she is the one that had to teach me how to back up Shane when Shane raced for her dad. So,
I got you.
coming from that to now doing this and just having a blast with it, but I'm here to give the spotlight to somebody. I mean, I've always been that way. Like, we are here to build each other up, not tear each other down. So,
We're girls, girls, as I like to say.
So big things in Mocan. So we've got the juniors, and then obviously, like the mini interview kind of thing to find out who everybody picks. But again, we will announce that at the banquet. But a lot of things happening and going on. But we got Cordova this weekend. So safe travels to everybody. I mean, I'm pretty sure we've got a stacked house for this race coming up. Was there like 30 something cars already entered?
Cordova, there are 39 cars pre-entered.
That is a shit ton.
Yeah, for a like mid-season, middle of nowhere race.
How many did we have in Ennis? And this
We
is not even
had.
a double header. This is not Nitro
This
Chaos
is.
either.
Yeah, I believe. So in Ennis, we had. Let's see. There was 70 total cars pre-entered. We had, oh, how many was there? I believe,
But that's with Nitro too, right?
yeah, well, I'm trying to think. There was 40 something. I think there was like just under 50 funny cars, 25 to 28 Nitro Chaos cars.
Good grief.
I
Wow.
believe there was about 52 car funny cars, maybe. I could very well be wrong, so don't quote me on that. All I know is that there was roughly 70 cars on the property, Nitro Chaos, Infinity Car Chaos, and there was just a couple more Nitro Chaos cars than there was for the full three fields that they had there. So there was 24. They had a C field, so there was 24 cars that qualified, and I believe there was 28 total cars.
That's insane. So Cordova is going to be a blast. Lots of cars.
And it's an amazing facility as well. It's very well maintained. It's a very, for being a non-NHRA sanctioned track, they hold themselves to like almost NHRA standards in terms of
And it's very
professionalism.
family friendly too. They have that playground and I remember last year when we went, because Pamela's racing too. So I will be having a very busy weekend. There were a crap ton of juniors, and I think we counted, and there was I don't even know the exact number, but it was like, I'm just throwing numbers out there, but there were like 20 girls and like 12 boys
I
racing,
mean,
juniors.
it was almost intimidating because they would line up in the pit, like in front of our pit, and like you see all these kids pulling up in juniors, and it's almost like, okay, let me get out of their way because they got.
I mean, they have a good junior program too. So I'm excited about that. Pamela hasn't been behind the wheel in a hot minute. So she's
Since
going.
Odessa, right?
Yeah, and I mean, they didn't even get to start running rounds in Odessa. because they were fixing to run round one. And then the sandstorm came in.
We were in the staging lanes when the sandstorm came in, and we had to push her up under the tunnel and then get her out of there. And then we had the hailstorm that came in afterwards.
Yeah. So she got to do, I mean, a couple time trials. So we're going from basketball to racing, but wouldn't have it any other way. So, okay. I think that's it. I think we covered the couple things that we wanted to, and here we are.
I think, as far as I know, we didn't miss anything. I'm sure as soon as we end this, I will think of a million different things that will come into my head. But the this year is going to be so much fun. We're so excited. One, to see everybody again, because it's been almost 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, not almost 2 months. It's been about a month and a half since we've been out at the track all together as a Chaos family. So,
which is not normal during race season.
I know, not for peak race season. Like we said before, we're directly in the middle of our season right now. So I know we've talked about, so we have Cordova, Albuquerque, and Mocan, and then we're done. But there are actually three other Chaos events that are happening in the midst of this, but they are not points events. So we have the Invitational Shootout that they're having in Kearney, Nebraska, which I don't know who's going to that, but we weren't invited to it, so we won't be going to that one. And then there's the Maryland International.
I don't think.
Unless they haven't sent out invites yet, I really don't know how that's going to work. But as far as I know, we're not planning on attending that race or team. Don't quote me. It could very well change. I could be just sounding like an idiot right now. But one of the other events is Maryland International Raceway, which I would love to be able to go out there and see all the East Coast cars that don't get to come to our races. But there's a reason they don't come to our races, is because for us to go to them, it is 23 hours one way.
Yeah. Ugh.
Which I give major props to Jordan Ballou and his family for making the journey out there last year. They were the only, like, quote-unquote normal Chaos car that went up there for it, other than Wayne Hoffman, because he lives in Connecticut. So it was, I think, like 5 hours from his house, was what his daughter said. So the other event that we have is Maryland International Raceway. And that one, you know, they had a really good turnout for it last year. Didn't they have a D field at that event? I think.
Don't ask me.
That might be a Jagger question. I think Jagger was there because he's closer to that area. Either way, they had a really good turnout. They had the bunny burnouts for bunny contest. So that one would be really awesome to come to. It's just, realistically speaking, it took Jordan and his family a full week from the time they left their house to the time they got back to their house to get there and race and then come back.
That's just props, but if Shane also ever decides to do that, you will not be seeing me or the children.
Yeah, no.
No, thank you. We stay home for that one. Wait.
I'd be more than happy to fly in for that one.
Yeah, yeah. Still needing that Iron Cross private jet to get finished.
Yeah, whenever you do, can I partake in that? I'll drive the 4 hours, 5 hours to your house to take the private jet to races.
I do have a runway behind my house, so
we were just talking about that earlier.
We'll have Mr. Kirk fly it. I got a pilot, I got the runway, I just need the plane.
Just come on, Shane. Work a couple more Saturdays and get that plane.
Let's
for us, Shane.
Dig a couple more pools. Yeah, so there are some more events in between, just some things that Emily and I will not be attending, but keep your eye out for posts and things about that on the Chaos page, the Funny Car Chaos pages, where it all goes down with those announcements. So I think
they're also doing the Chaos in California.
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
That's the one in Bakersfield, which I would kill to go to that one. I grew up going out to Famoso, and the ladies out there have been killing it here lately with their outfits. So We'll
We need
see.
to get some of those on the page.
I know, maybe we can sneak out there that weekend. I know it's the same weekend as the boat race, final race of the season. So
What weekend is it?
still very much up in the air, but I would love to, one, fly into a race, and two, be able to actually enjoy the race and not have to work.
Wishful thinking.
So thank you guys again for tuning in for another episode.
He's doing karate in the background.
Oh my gosh, I
Yeah.
love that kid. So we can't wait to see everybody at the track this weekend. If y'all have any questions that you'd like us to ask or bugs that we're interviewing this weekend, feel free to reach out to us on the social medias. Everything is at Backup Girls Official. And do you have anything else to add, Bonnie?
I don't think so, not this week. Next week, we will be back with our regular scheduled programming with some of the lovely bugs. So
So
excited.
make sure you keep your eyes out for any latest and greatest episodes, and we will see y'all at the track.
Bye, guys.